And today is the 11th of July, and joining us this morning to share something about this day in history is breakfast producer Kavika Becker. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what have you learned about today?
Well, Harper Lee's classic, To Kill a Mockingbird, was first published on this day in 1960.
And it is, of course, an absolute classic novel. Did you happen to read it in school?
I did, and I loved it. It's a classic of modern American history, and I love the way Harper Lee balances warmth and humour whilst dealing with issues of rape and inequality. And unsurprisingly, soon after To Kill a Mockingbird's release, it was immediately successful and won the Pulitzer Prize.
Now, we were discussing this a little bit earlier, but a sequel came out recently, didn't it?
Yeah, so To Kill a Mockingbird was Harper Lee's only published book until 2015. That's when Go Set a Watchman, an earlier draft of To Kill a Mockingbird, was published. Lee continued to respond to her work's impact until her death in February of 2016, although she had refused any personal publicity for herself or the novel since 1964.
There's a little bit of a, you know, uncertainty about the context around which her second novel was published. Kavika, what else have you got for us today?
Well, Charlotte Cooper beat Helen Prevost to become the first female Olympic tennis champion in 1900. And not only did she make history in that sense, she was also the first individual female Olympic champion in any sport.
That's pretty massive. That's a huge milestone.
Yeah, and if winning the Olympics isn't impressive enough, and being the first female Olympic individual champion, she also won Wimbledon 5 times.
What an absolute superstar. What else have you got for us for the 11th of July?
Well, one of my favourites, David Bowie released Space Oddity in 1969, and he released that single just 9 days before Apollo 11 landed on the moon. How cool is that?
It's pretty awesome.
I didn't know that. That's super rad.
Now, I think we're all familiar with the song, but what is it actually about?
Well, it's about the launch of Major Tom, a fictional astronaut of David Bowie's imagination, and was released during a period of great interest in space flight. The lyrics have also been seen to lampoon the British space program, which was still and still is an unmanned project. Bowie then later revisited his Major Tom character in songs Ashes to Ashes and Hello Space Boy.
I think it's just about time for some Australian groups to get on board the space train.
space shuttle.
The space shuttle, that's kind of it. Well, let's have a listen to Space Oddity.
Let's do it.
Kavika, thank you for joining us.
No worries.